she's back to it.
My gosh.
Yeah, she was.
Well, she was mad.
Yeah, she was mad. She became obsessed with her anger.
Well, she got over it, though?
Well, she got over it. When she passed, she was living with my sister in California.
Huh.
Yeah.
We just call it up in front of the barn, but it might keep the hay.
I forgot it. I do know it was a name for it, though.
What did they do with the hay? Did they ever just pile it outside the barn, or did you put it all in the barn?
You ever had to put all the hay in the barn. You know, if you leave hay out in the weather, it'll rot.
Never thought much about hay.
Yeah, you know, like then it wouldn't, you know, the cows didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
When you'd leave it, if you leave it out too long like that, when you gather the hay.
Uh-huh.
Because rain and snow and all would make it just almost turn back to the dirt.
Oh.
You know, just rotting it.
Much, yeah. Some
idea on hay. We about 3/4 going, I guess.
Oh, okay. Did they ever grow hay out there? Did you ever see them cut hay or anything like that?
Yeah.
When they first come through and cut the hay, then what do they do with it after cut?
The old machines would just throw it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then came the things that baled the hay. As it went along, it had wires, you'd have to set these spools of wire in it. And once it got so packed, it would automatically, it had some things that would bale it, and it just throw it out to the side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, on the old machines, when it just threw it off the side, what did they do with it then after that, you know?
Yeah, well, like, you had to have, if it was enough people around, they had to come and gather it up and bundle things. And they had, like, some tools, you know, like, very ingenious things. They would pull those wires and stretch them and twist as hard as the machines would do.
Mm-hmm. They had to bail them by hand.
Yeah.
They had farmers. What kind of animals did they keep? Besides, what's your name? Chickens and pigs and what else they had?
That was a thing we call a guinea.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a guinea since I've been grown.
There was an old woman in Wichita Falls that used to send us little guinea eggs.
And
they were good.
I remember people had guineas, peacocks, rabbits, of course the pigs, the chickens, the ducks, and that's the difference between ducks and geese, and that was people that had geese.
Geese?
Well, they'd raise them and eat them soon. The cattle, the horses, of course you had a milk cow. The milk cow was standard. And if a person had, like, a bull, they were really doing it, you know, to have a bull, you know.
Yeah.
there were several people I knew who had donkeys. Donkeys were really of no real use or anything. Then almost everybody had mules because horses were not good plow. There's no such thing as a good plow horse. Mules were the best plow animals that they use.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why didn't the horse be good?
Well, usually horses were more delicate, and they became, horses are more easier to injure doing farm flying, working like that. Now, the mule is a cross between a donkey and a horse. This tail, there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, right.
Let me see. Turkeys, how would people have turkeys?